Welcome to the Big Juju Media Radio Show. Big Juju Media is the world's largest, most fabulous, most powerful, richest, and best Big Juju Media mega conglomerate on the face of this godforsaken planet, so just get over it already. Join us for more at BigJujuMedia.com. Listen for free on SoundCloud at Big Juju Media.
Hello, everybody.
Well, hello, everybody. I'm Steve Steinberg, and welcome to the Big Juju Media Radio Show.
Right.
What an amazing show we have.
Oh,
it's all about the future.
We're
talking about the mistakes people make in thinking about the future.
Yeah.
We're talking about how to think ahead and prepare for the future, what the Bible says about the future.
That's
and
right.
I think Catherine is even going to do another one of the super psychic tarot readings, energy readings, angel coaching card readings. What is it called?
Angel coaching card readings.
Okay, so she's going to do that so you can actually know the
angel
proof about the future and what's going to happen for you.
That's right.
So stay tuned because there's so much to cover.
Oh,
I know there's just so much for you in this show.
Oh, it's so exciting.
On your future and
totally.
How you can be rich and fabulous like all of us on Big Juju Media Radio Show. Isn't that right, everybody?
Yeah. Oh my
Let's
God,
just
yeah.
jump on in with the future.
Okay,
go.
Well, I would like to start off because I have a lot to prepare for the angel coaching card reading.
Totally.
I just
you,
want
Catherine.
People to know this is not New Age woo-woo stuff.
Oh,
okay,
demon
I'm gonna shuffle the cards now. And just get them ready so that by the time I get to my segment, I can lay out the spread.
Lay out.
How many of you want your spread laid?
What?
And then I'm going to go over the fabulous reading about your future.
I don't get it.
The future of the United States, our democracy, our economy,
and Jesus.
Our healthcare system, the laws about guns.
That's right.
When Jesus is coming back,
yes.
How much money you're going to make.
Oh
and other questions I'll go over later. I'm throwing out my show notes. I don't need the show notes because we're going to be talking about the future that we make. A lot of people think they can create the future, but after you hear my angel coaching card reading, I think you'll understand why the future is going to be what you want.
Very good.
Well, I'm going to be going over my segment. There are the 10 big mistakes people tend to make when they think about the future.
Okay.
And it's like, you gotta go to Starbucks and get some caffeine going
absolutely.
In your brain so you can be a working futurist, okay?
Oh.
What a working futurist
is it
means that you think a lot about how people think about how they think about how they think about the future,
what?
But they think about the future, which involves thinking and the future. So it's you're going to be spending a lot of time with people who are thinking about their futures. Typically, this involves a dialogue
between
three distinct groups of people, and I'll get into that in my segment.
Good, because I'm already lost with what you've already said. So, Pastor Pernod Dorling, what are you going to be talking about?
I am going to be going over the Bible verses about the future because it's so easy to be stressed and overwhelmed and depressed with despair and sin and the fear of the world today. And there's just all kinds of stuff going on with the wars and the stock market up and down and up and down. And you know, all these stormy weather porn stars peoples and their contracts and problems and all the losers from the Oscars, and there's just a lot of sin going on. So I have Bible verses about the future that will deliver you from evil and woe be unto you wicked sinners and the tar varmints and the panty skids and all the filth and germs and dust bunnies on your Bible. And so after you hear these Bible verses, it's kind of like a exorcism over the radio airwaves, whether you listen them to Pernod by radio or watch them by TV. I just know and encourage you to receive the blessings that are going to be filled with the ebullience and the radiance of Jesus and God from Pernod. When I read these Bible verses about the future, I mean, it has the potential of really empowering your life and giving you favor in God so you can make more money to send in your Lord-endorsed funds to Pernod. And we can float those on a glory cloud to Jesus so he can heal the world and all the holy chicken bunnies and all the roosters and the other dogs and kitty cats and things that you live with inside your house and your single wife.
You're listening to the Big Juju Media Radio Show. You can join us online at BigJujuMedia.com. Also, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Listen for free on iTunes and SoundCloud for Big Juju Media.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jordan McNamara for News Now. The Florida House passes a gun control bill defying the NRA, and Trump's lawyer tries to silence Stormy Daniels with a secret gag order that was not in the original NDA, and she doesn't want to wear the gag. Tony Cook, head of the U.S. Foresters, is stepping down amid sexual misconduct allegations. Seems he was fooling around with the soap in his own shower. And 107 House Republicans sent a letter to Trump asking him not to do his tariff agreement. The world's oldest message in a bottle was found on a beach somewhere, and the message inside the bottle said, "Ha! The joke's on you, Buster." Trump spoke to witnesses about matters they discussed with the special counsel. Republicans trashed their candidate in a Pennsylvania special election. Facebook really is spying on you, but it's not through your smartphone's microphone or camera. No, it's much more insidious, much more secret, and it's something that everyone else knows, except you do. And that's it for the Headline News Now. I'm Jordan McNamara.
Hi, everyone. I'm Catherine Gimiana Malou for Classy Living. You know, there's just so much to do tomorrow. You know what I mean? When I'm talking about the future, you gotta have some class in your life. And that means you gotta think ahead. So there are certain steps that people need to take. So let's keep up with Catherine in a classy way. Okay. The first step is you gotta determine what you wanna do and what your plans are gonna be for. I mean, if you don't know what your plans are going to be for, I mean, you can't have any class, you know. And I have a workshop on that, on how to know what the hell you're doing, like with how to prepare for preparing for the future. Okay, that's step one. Step two, you got to use your intuition and high-powered energy healing and psychic abilities. I have a module on that. It's $25,000. It's an offshore module. I train you how to be psychic, how to be an energy master, so you can use the intuition that is already in you. You've got to listen to your inner instinct. It works best if you've had time to study with me in my topless offshore retreats. They're very classy. I serve classy champagne. I'll go over the next few steps that are really revealing and are involving secrets and magic in future installments of Classy Living with me, Catherine Gimiana Malou. Oh my. I'm Pastor Pernod Inferner of Blessed Souls Ministries, Desire from Jesus and God. Let's grab my Bible right here. And let us turn in our Bible. Do you have a Bible? I'll wait. Okay, Pernod waiting. You got it yet? Now grab that magic marker, your highlighter. I'm going to be going over these real quick, like, so you got to keep up with the pace of Pernod, because we're in an age of Jesus running faster than us, and he wants us to tag along. So let's go now. Let's jump in. Come on. Okay. Jeremiah 29:11. Turn to that. Okay, I got it. I got there first. Some of you are still trying to find your Bible. I'm moving on. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Okay, now keep it. I'm moving on. Philippians 1:6. Get my marker right here. I'm just going to underline that. Here we go. Philippians 1:6. Come on. Keep up with Pernod. You Christians are so slow with your Bible. Don't you? How long have you had your Bible? Don't you know where anything is in it yet? Philippians 1:6. Being confident of this. Speaking of what we're talking about. That he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. I mean, this is how you treat yourself in the future. Okay. Let's go to Romans 15:13. Okay. I got it. You got it? May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay, so that's so fabulous. And then we got, let's go to everybody right now on the count of three. 1, 2, 3, Proverbs 19:20-21. Okay, I got it. Listen to advice and accept discipline.
I mean, this is, you know, I'm telling you how it is. And at the end, you will be counted among the wise. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. And that's just some of the ways you can think about the future and get on to the path of the righteous by sending in your money to Pernod so that I can get another royal vestment. And get those Lord Endorsed funds out to the Cayman Islands bank account that we have. It works with the Russians. It makes all the money multiply and launder it, so it's all...
I'm Jordan McNamara with your headline news now. The Texas primary just gave Democrats reason for optimism, but midterms are looking a little spooky, so you're going to have to stay tuned for that. Female solidarity will change the face of Africa forever because they're just not putting up with it anymore, especially with all those men down there. After a Texas stumble, what will the DCCC do next? They're thinking of changing their name to the DDGD. And New York introduces legislation aimed at legalizing sports betting, except not in New York. Teenagers defeat Trump's move to kill the climate change lawsuit, and an exclusive out of Japan is they have fighter jets that are invisible even to Wonder Woman. Jeff Sessions' outlandish new lawsuit against California is likely to bomb and go up in smoke, and we're not talking North Korea style. Warren Banks have carved out a Senate regulatory relief bill, and they don't get to sleep, and that's it for your headline news now on Jordan McNamara. For Headline News Now, listen to Jordan McNamara on Headline News Now, Big Choo Choo Media Radio Show.
I think this is so amazing, this show about the future. I mean, it gives me a lot of hope knowing that people are going to know once and for all a step-by-step plan that leads them to the future that they really want in all the things that, you know, they want in the future. How to think about it, how to live it, how to enjoy it. It's so Jewish, it's so kosher. I think we need to do this show at least once a week about the future.
Well, hold on there, Steve. So remember I told you, like,
yes,
in the whole thing about the future, you got to talk to three distinct groups.
The
so first,
right,
there's usually a small handful of,
okay,
of really foresighted people who are aware of
like
their own blind spots,
oh,
their
God,
prejudices,
yes,
their biases.
I'm just going
to shuffle
the cards.
They're eager and open to the,
yes,
prospect of going into the wild blue yonder,
oh,
and gathering,
God,
a lot of new information.
Yeah. Oh, I
so
love
that's
that.
The first group.
Dive in there.
The second is a larger group of people who don't usually think a lot at all,
that's,
you know, but
me,
they're willing to go there if there's,
okay,
people they trust, you know, like me. Starbucks and
Jonathan,
like all those.
Oh, fabulous.
So they're prone to some very common mistakes in thinking
of
about
course
the future, but they're often the most gratifying group to be with.
Oh, the liberals.
What they need,
no,
is permission to go there.
God.
And
then
that's
there's
not
the third
Jewish,
group
though,
that's always resistant. Those are the idiots, the imbeciles,
the liberals,
the
Republicans.
No, the,
yeah,
liberals.
No matter how many facts you show them,
oh, yeah,
about,
yep,
their future,
that's,
yeah,
right,
they're just not going to go there unless
the Fox News crowd,
you know, basically
the
lead
Democrats
the horse to water and force them to drink at the point of a gun.
Well, just shoot the horse then. I mean, who needs it?
Hi, everyone. I'm Jonathan Knightsbridge with the Evening Message, and we're talking about the three distinct groups of people who spend time or some time or no time thinking about the future. And so let's just talk about this a little bit. So to the end of helping progressives think more productively about the future, we're going to try and create a future that works for most people, okay? So here are the 10 most common mental mistakes that keep you from seeing the bigger picture and being able to think about it and plan for it with a comprehensive measure of courage and intelligence and enlightenment, okay? So one of the mistakes is that you think the future won't be like the past, okay? And it's like it's so going to be a lot like the past because you're still going to breathe and eat and sleep and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So it's good to know what your expected future is going to be. But another thing that people need to realize is that trends and fads end, okay? It's like this is the most typical reason the expected future doesn't come. It's because you're just trying to do a trend that's at an end. Another way you can have a successful future for yourself is you gotta avoid groupthink and what all the sheeple are doing, you know, because just because a lot of people are doing it doesn't mean you should do it. So the other thing is, if it's taboo, it's probably important. So you gotta look at what society tells you not to do and then think about doing it, okay? Any useful idea about the future should sound ridiculous at first, because, like, by definition, you're not doing it, you know? And number six, you gotta ask what stays the same. Number seven, the other side is not always wrong, you know, and it's just like, I'll get to 8, 9, and 10 when we come back from the break, because it's like there's a news break coming up in the future of what you're listening to right now. And besides that, I want to finish my Starbucks over the break, so I'm just gonna like totally sling back a couple of shots of espresso with my macchiato and be so righteous.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your headline news now. This is how the full worm moon will affect your zodiac sign if you have a star sign, and how Pisces season will affect you according to your sign, especially if you're a Pisces or a Cancer or a Scorpio. The best and worst traits of each zodiac sign when they're in love is not something we're going to report on. It's too violent to say on the air, and astrology has never been more popular, and this is the reason why. Ancient astrology won't make your horoscope more accurate or more true, but it will make you a better person and rich and famous if you know how to read the stars and what's in store for you. That's it for your astrology headline news. Now, I'm Jordan McNamara on Big Juju Media Radio Show.
Hi, everyone. This is Catherine Giamiano-Malou for the Big Juju Media Radio Show. You can listen to us for free on SoundCloud and iTunes. And also join me on Facebook and Instagram and the Twitters. Tweet, tweet. And always at BigJujuMedia.com. It's so fabulous.
Okay, so like what I was going to say is, yes, like eight, you got to be aware of different change theories. Okay. Number nine, don't think in 5 or 10 years.
No.
Think longer than that.
Like eternity.
And the 10th one is, don't assume the future is going to be hard, you know, unless you're like really turned on.
What?
Right on,
I don't get it.
Like,
I don't even know.
You know, it's like, I don't even know.
I don't know either. I don't understand.
So did I tell you the 10 steps?
Yes, oh, you just did, Jonathan.
I did.
Yes.
Okay, so that's it. You know.
Oh, bless you, Jonathan.
Hello, everybody. I'm Steve Steinberg, and welcome to LifeX Television, where we're going to be talking all about the future. I have a very special guest tonight, and she's going to do one of her infamous, viral-causing, what do you call them, darling?
Angel couching card readings.
That's right.
Yes, and it's not viral as in a virus you catch that gives you the flu, but
rather
these tend to spread all over the interwebs.
Fabulous.
Because people are very interested in me and my
absolutely
powers. As an intuitive psychic who can tell people the future, I have been so accurate on this, Steve.
I mean,
it's just, it's like titty silly. It's just
what?
It's flat out titty silly, even though I'm not flat chested.
Oh, I get it, darling. So, just tell me what you're going to be doing here. I know that we've done this before, the angel coaching card reading. I love how she shuffles those cards. I mean, that's so fabulous. She can do it with both hands.
I can do lots of things with both hands. Okay, so I'm just shuffling these coaching cards with the angels. I'm going to lay out the spread right now.
There we go.
Okay. I'm laying out three from one deck and three from the other.
Okay.
This is going to be so fabulous. I mean, just like really, oh my God.
What?
It's like really fabulous. Okay, so
oh
the first three are going to be the present moment.
Okay.
Right now. And the second set of three angel coaching cards represent the future we're going into. When you combine them all together, as I will do with that psychiatric spiritual energy that I have with that magical connection with the audience as a speaker.
Yes, darling.
I will reveal the future to everyone listening to this program. I mean, it's going to be amazing.
Okay. Now, I see that you've laid out the cards. Let's start going over the reading now and the interpretation and what it means for everyone listening right now, because that's how we get the ratings and more sponsors to
that's
give us
right.
You know, money.
Okay.
So we can keep
everyone listen up. I've got my low slung heels on. I'm not wearing flats, low slung heels. I've got the support hose. I've got cleavage. Let's work with me now. Here, the first card is the sun.
I'm checking up on you with the future. I've just come back into the past to check on your future and where you're going with Jesus and God with Pernia. Now, let's grab that Bible and turn real quick like to Proverbs 3:5-6. I'm there. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Let's get to this other tip over here with 1 Peter 1:3-4. Okay, I'm there. I mean, you are too slow. All the Christians are smarter and faster in the future, so you need to step on it, okay? Praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You can finish the rest later. I think you should look up 2 Corinthians for your homework. I'm Jonah McNamara with your future headline news now. Tesla Roadster Y concept is the roadster of the future. It's not going to be too far off either. You can get one right now if you've got $2 billion. This knife looks like it came from the future, but it's not. It's fake. And Neil deGrasse Tyson approves of time travel on a comedy future in 1938 that's due to come out 2 years ago. Forget the DeLorean. Someone has built a Back to the Future time machine out of a VW bus. If I could go back in time and read that again, I would. But hey, you probably don't have a time machine. They're too expensive. Only the super rich top 1% own the current time machines. That's why they're able to go back, change their stock picks, and get rich on futures. And that's it for your future headline news now. Don't forget to listen to this last year. I'm Jordan McNamara.
Okay, darling, so let's finish with the reading, and then you might have to go into your segment to finish the entire context
of
it for our viewers. So the first card is the sun, and what happens next?
Hi, everyone. I'm Catherine Damiana Malou. I am in the process of doing an angel coaching card reading. If you know me at all, you know that I used to play Cremora Vell back before my Vegas act failed. I'm now a multimillionaire. I am the host of Classy Living, the star of The Useless Pews, A Crow Below, and Mornings with Malou. I'm doing an angel coaching card reading now because there are steps to how we do everything in terms of thinking about the future. Fosse and Shoulder and Vogue. Madonna and Shoulder and slide to that. I'm not even going to do the jumps tonight because I need to save my intuitive heart self, which is different than the authentic heart self. I mean, you would know the difference if you attended my offshore topless retreats. I'm just going to go continue with the reading and be on the beat. We got the sun and the Queen of Swords and the Ace of Swords. And those are the first three cards. That's a foundation built on the sun, which lights up the brilliance of humanity, the human approach to the Queen of Swords, which is that feminine energy coming with her sword to chop off the penis of the stupid, angry white males. I'm so sick of it. Swear to God. And then the Ace of Swords. We're going to ace it, ladies. It's just, we're holding the ace cards. Let's look at the future. Now that, what I just read, is the present moment. The sun is shining. It's all about women and swords, cutting the lies off that men tell, and it's all about the truth. We've got the power. Now, the future is, are you ready for this? This is, oh my God, this is amazing. Oh. These next three cards are chakra clearing, comfort, and crystal clear intentions. I mean, I don't have time now to go into the interpretation of these. I will do that after the next break because this is really miraculous. I think this could really change your life.
Hello, everybody. I'm Pastor Pernie Inferner at the Big Juju Media Radio Show. You can listen to us for free on SoundCloud and iTunes. And also join us on the Twitters and Facebook and Instagram and always BigJujuMedia.com.
I never thought I'd say this, but I'm actually looking forward to hearing, like, the rest of the Angel
Coaching.
Oh, I am
too. Like, every time she does this, it's always, like, dead on.
So accurate.
It's
bizarre.
It's
right.
Like,
it's always
no
right.
And Jesus comes
mind.
In.
Oh, no.
There's no amount of beers.
No.
Or sex on the beach in Santa Monica.
Wow. Like, Israel.
The
yeah.
babes, you
oh,
know.
Thank
and all
you.
The dudes watching and
Club
everything.
Club Med,
like,
yeah.
She's
yeah.
just, I need to hear the answer to
okay,
this.
Okay, yeah.
I
get
want
to
know
it.
The answers,
it is
Catherine.
So not Jewish if we don't hear the answers. That's all I'm saying.
Come
so
on.
Can we just make with it and go? And so, Catherine, you'll have and we'll make and that'll be nice. So let's go on.
Let's go with the reading, Catherine.
Okay, well, I just want to thank everyone who has tweeted compliments tonight about this angel coaching card reading. I'm doing real live in real time. Did I say that right? I'm doing it in real time, live on the air.
Hello, everybody. I'm Pastor Pernod Ferner. Grab your Bible real quick, like. Let's get into the future by talking to the Bible in the now. Lamentations 3:21. Got it. Okay, yeah, this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Let's get on to the next one. I want to fill you with as many blessings as possible. Proverbs 16:1-4. Okay, I got it. Well, look it up yourself.
Oh my God, these cards are amazing.
Oh my God!
I'm Jordan McNamara with your headline news now. The View TV show censors a topless mermaid drawing and 30 celebrities with surprising college majors they never finished even though they paid for them. This trifecta of black girl magic is the creative agency the industry needs right now, and a Florida teacher suspended after allegedly telling students, "You can't say that in this room. There's no such thing as the Constitution." Watch Adam Rippon savagely rank Olympic sports from hardest to curling teeth worst, and Tomi Adeyemi on writing the biggest YA novel of the year while fashion blacklist taken down over alleged death threats. Women's March leaders address the anti-Semitism controversy, and gallery ads deemed too sexy for New York won't be appearing in magazines or billboards or television or anywhere on the internet this year because of the Russian bots. They've taken them all down. And that's it for your celebrity headline news now. I'm Jordan McNamara on Big Juju Media Radio.
All right, darling. So this the final stretch of the show.
I mean,
this is the last lap. This is the victory lap. I've got to know what the meaning of the last three cards
are.
Okay. So before we get to that and how it's going to change everyone's life for the better, let's just review with the first three cards that sets us in the now. Is that right?
That's
it grounds
right.
us in the energy in the now with the electricity.
Yes.
And then we got the second set of three cards. Is that right?
Let's hurry
and
up.
And that launches us into the future.
Into the future.
Right. Man.
Oh my God! So,
come on,
Jonathan. We'll have and then we'll make.
Okay,
yes, come on.
You go and that'll be nice.
Come on, let's go.
Catherine, just go.
Okay, before I do that review, let's just finish those 12 steps about how to think ahead. Because if you don't have the 12 steps, the cards will mean nothing.
That's
my God!
They deactivate.
Rip through these. How to think ahead.
Real fast. Right.
You got to determine what you want to plan or prepare for.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
Use your intuition.
Uh-huh.
Number three, consider what you already know. Detect your own biases.
Feces.
Okay. You can't
have
feces. Biases.
Biases.
You detected them.
Oh, bias.
Now, invent hypothetical situations related to your objective.
Oh, I do
that. Consider the worst case scenario.
I do that.
Consider the best case scenario.
I do that too.
Think of all possible actions
to
take. Evaluate those actions, and then you. Step 10, prepare. Step 11, try it.
Oh, my God.
Step 12, adjust.
This is a lot.
The first card was the Sun, then the Queen of Swords, then the Ace.
Oh, slow down.
Oh, my God.
Slow down.
The final
slow
three
down.
Cards were chakra clearing,
all right.
Comfort, and crystal clearing.
What does that mean?
I'm trying to live this
up. Right now with my classy, smoky voice.
Fabulous.
Just go, Kathy.
Chakra clearing deals with the Archangel Metatron.
Uh-huh.
You got to call upon me to clear and open your chakras.
It's an angel.
Using sacred, geometric, breast-like shape.
Right on.
Okay. I recommend doing a triple sow cow and a quadruple axle.
I can't do
hitting
that.
The mat and getting a tan.
I can't do that. I can't do
comfort.
That, darling.
Okay. I can't do that either.
This deals with the Archangel Azrael.
Oh, another angel.
I am with you in your time of need on the pole when you do pole dancing.
Comfort, so Jewish.
The third one, crystal clear intentions. Have a clear intention.
I'm trying to write this down.
That you want to have smooth moves with.
Very Jewish.
As you climb on that pole and swing on it till dawn.
Oh, my goodness.
Looking fabulous!
Oh my God!
Like Catherine, Millionaire Secret.
Oh my God! So that's the reading, man.
And that is the Angel Coaching Card reading.
Oh my
this
God!
This is filled with so much light.
It is.
So much clearing and comfort.
Good
and clear
juju. Very good
and the
juju.
Sunshine.
Yes.
And two cards. Full of swords of truth.
Oh my God.
I mean, this is just like...
That is amazing.
The truth is going to come out
in
the next couple of hours.
Uh-huh.
The truth is going to be coming
out.
And when you hear the lies, cut them off with a sword and remember the sun shining through your authentic heart self. And on your sinless Christian breast implants. Get
Very
on the pole and swing on the truth.
Right on,
and that's the reading for today.
Whoa.
Oh my God. I just love that.
Woo!
Oh, I love this. Well, I've got to do more shows about the truth because the truth is set you free.
Oh, my goodness.
If it doesn't, just shoot it or cut it off.
No.
Yeah, something kind of like that. So
ride the wave,
kosher,
man.
But, you know,
ride
we'll overlook it this
okay.
time.
So,
anyway, that's it for the Big Juju Media Radio Show. Good night, everybody.
Oh, my goodness.
Good night, everybody.
From Pastor Purdy.
Good night, everybody.
Jesus and God. And remember what Purdy always says. Jesus is coming to get you and sending all your money.